Welcome to Linux in the Shell, Episode 11, the DU Command. My name is Dan Washko. I will be your host today, and I would like to remind you that this show is hosted by Hacker Public Radio, and if you like this show, please head over to Hacker Public Radio and see how you can support the overall project. It's a fantastic project. Also, this audio component is a supplement to the write-up on the website. For the full skinny on the DU command, head over to linuxintheshell.org, check out episode 11's entry. Well, let's get into it. The DU command. Basically, the DU command stands for disk usage, or displays a usage of all the files or directories in a certain location. By default, it displays those in blocks, kilobyte blocks to be specific. So if you were to execute a DU command in your home directory, it's going to show you line by line each file, how many blocks and kilobytes it's taking up, and also each directory in there. It'll show each file in that directory and recurse all the way through in the subdirectories, provide a listing for how many blocks that file is taking up in kilobytes, and then at the end, when it's finished, a sum total of all the blocks, how many blocks are being utilized by that directory. You can change the block size from kilobytes, which equals 1024 bytes. You can change that to just about any other value acceptable. Megabytes, gigabytes, petabytes, terabytes, you name it. Very much like you can in df command, you just pass it the dash capital B option and then specify the label for what you want. So for instance, dash capital B capital K is the default kilobytes. Now you can also specify dash K for kilobytes or dash dash block size equals K. So the dash capital B is same thing as dash dash block dash size equals, and then specify the value. You can do dash M for megabytes, but you could also do dash capital B capital M or dash dash block dash size equals M for megabytes. Now for gigabytes, terabytes, petabytes, exabytes, zettabytes, and so on, you have to, there isn't a dash equivalent. It's dash capital B and then G for gigabytes, T for terabytes, P for petabytes, E for exabytes, and so on, or dash dash block dash size, and a lowercase equivalent of one of those values. Now, keep in mind, much like the df command, where if you pass like dash capital B capital T for terabytes, and you don't have a terabyte drive, more than likely what it's going to show is a value of 1 for being used, because there's not a full terabyte in there of blocks being used, but there is some value, but because there is some value, it shows 1. If you try to specify something like petabytes, exabytes, or zettabytes, you might get an error message that comes back that says dash B argument Z, capital Z or capital E or P, whatever you have passed is too large. So keep that in mind. You want to keep it relative to what the size of those files are going to actually be. And you can circumvent this on most newer versions of DU with the dash H or human readable output, which is one of my favorites. So if you were to do DU space dash H, it puts it in human readable. And like the other ones, DF and free, what I said is it kind of truncates it to the nearest 3-digit value. So if it's under a meg, it's probably going to show it in kilobytes. If it's over a meg but under a gigabyte, it's going to show it in megabytes. And once it reaches over a gigabyte, it's going to show it in gigabytes as opposed to megabytes. So the dash H could be very handy for how it is displayed. Now, when you specify or execute the DU command, it launches in the current directory and displays everything in that current directory and recurses through all subdirectories and displaying each individual file on hand. You can pass it a file or a directory and get the value for just that file or directory. Now, remember, if you pass it a directory it's going to recurse into each individual subdirectory and provide you with that information. Whereas if you pass it a file, it's only going to provide you the information for that file. When it's finished, like on a directory, it will show you a total on the last line of the value of that directory in kilobytes. Now, if you wanted to find out how much space, how many blocks your home directory is taking up, you can pass it to dash S or to dash dash summary option, which instead of showing you each individual file and how much space, forgoes all that and just shows you the total amount of blocks taken up by that location. So it can be a file or it can be a directory. For instance, du-sm/home/dwashgo would show the total amount of space in megabyte blocks taken up by my home directory. Not each individual, but just the overall total. You can also limit the directory recursion with the dash D or dash dash max dash depth command equals some value. So that would be a numeric value from 0 to how many directories deep you would actually want to go. So if you specify 0, that means don't recurse into any subdirectory. It's the same thing essentially as passing the dash S command or summary to that location. Whereas if you were to pass 1, it's only going to recurse one subdirectory into any directory and show you any files that are in there and the summary for any subdirectories that are in there. So that's what you're going to get, is a listing of all the files in that current directory, all the subdirectories. So it's only going to go down one level, but you will see in that one level, you will see any files in there, their amounts, and any subdirectories, but not what's in those that second level of subdirectory, but just a total. And then you'll get the total at the bottom again if you're just passing the dash mat D. So be aware of that. That's how that operates the max depth. There's an option to exclude files with the dash dash exclude equals, and then you could pass it a file name if you want to just exclude one file, or you could pass it a wild card like asterisk.txt, which would exclude any text files that it finds in there, or asterisk.png and exclude any png files in the totals. The other option is the dash capital X or dash dash exclude dash from equals, and then you're going to pass it a file, and in that file you would list all the files that you want to exclude from being processed by the du command. Now you can specify not just files again, but patterns. So if you wanted to exclude like all image files like asterisk.png, asterisk.jpg, asterisk.gif, you could put that into a file and pass that to the du command, and it would exclude all of those. So it's pretty flexible as to what you can do. Now, if you listen to what I have been saying, du displays its output in blocks. I didn't say file size, I said blocks. And there's a difference there, and it's an important difference, because it's what differentiates, I believe, the df command from the du command, is how stuff is reported, and that's in blocks. Now, what a block is your file system is separated or formatted into blocks of data. And typically, the block size for your file system is going to be roughly 4K. 4K is equivalent to 4,096 bytes. So 4K blocks, typically what most distributions format on the ext4, ext3, ext2 file system. And you can check what your block size is on your file system if it's an FSCK or EXT file system by doing dump e2fs your device. Like, for instance, I'm SDA 2 for my root file system, or SDA 5 for my home file system here. I could do dump e2fs/dev/SDA5 pipe grep, and in double quotes, capital B block space, capital S, size. So it's block size in end quotes, and then it will show me what my block size is on that file system. Now, chances are you might have to run that through sudo or run it as root, not as a standard user to see that. But that'll report the block size. And then understand what that means, okay? A block can be filled, can have data or not. If a block has data in it, it's full to DU. If a block has no data, it's empty. But if a block is half full, it's still considered a block of use space to the file system, to DU. Now, if you have a file that is 4 kilobits in size, that's one block. DU is going to report that as one. Now, if you have a file that, let's say, is 7 kilobits in size, that is going to be reported by DU as 2 kilobit blocks being used. So you're saying, okay, one kilobit or 4 kilobit block is 4,096 bytes. 2 kilobit blocks, okay, are going to be what? That's 496 and 496, which comes out to 9,192 blocks. So anything that's a file size of, say, 497 to 9,192 bytes is going to take up a second block, regardless of how much of that second block it takes. So you could be losing anywhere from 4,095 blocks to 1 kilobyte of space. Be aware of that. But DU is going to report it as either 1 or 2, depending on how much space. So you might be saying to yourself, well, if I have a ton of files in there that are not breaking on 4 kilobits apiece, is DU accurately reflecting how much, quote, space the files are taking up? Yes and no. But if you want to get a number that shows closer to the what DF would show or what you would expect by saying, okay, this file is only 7,258 bytes, so it's not taking up 2 blocks. Well, it is taking up 2 blocks, but not all of it. I'm not getting an accurate representation of what that file size actually is. You can pass it the dash dash apparent dash size, and that'll show you how much apparent space it is taking up. Not by blocks, but by whatever value you're passing, and by default it's going to be kilobytes. So, whereas a file that may be, a file that may be 7,000 bytes in size, you pass DU to that file, it's going to show a value of 2 by default. But if you pass apparent size, it's going to show a value of 7,000 bytes, or more than likely like 1.2 files. And you can muck around with this using the DD command to test this. If you do DD IF, which stands for input file equals /dev/0, output file OF equals test, and then a BS equals a block size of 4096 and count equals 1. That's 1 block. You use DU on that command, and it's going to show you a value of 1. Whereas if you were to pass a block size equals 7,000, a BS equals 7,000, and a count of 1, when you pass it into there, it's not going to show you a block size, or if you pass it into bytes, it's going to show you a block, or parent size is going to show you like 7,000, as opposed to it being 1, or it's actually going to be 2 blocks. So be aware of that. There is a slight calculation difference in how it calculates. I've focused and I've made mention disk DU by default block size, not apparent file size. So you're not getting the full amount of space that, you know, the file size in there. You're getting how many blocks it is actually taking up in your file system. And that is a very, very, very important differentiation in calculating things. Because you might have a file system that's capable of holding a gig of space, right? But technically speaking, that's only a gig of space in blocks. So if you have data in there, you can exhaust your space, you know, your space, before you actually exhaust, quote, all the files in there equal that total number of space by your blocks. probably not going to be, in most cases, that great of a difference, but it can be a, you know, a little significant. So it's just important to be aware of that. Very important. So remember, a parent size shows the value of the files, how much space they are actually, the size of the files, as opposed to how many blocks they're taking up. Another thing to be aware of is how disk usage or DU handles links, both hard and symbolic links. By default, it doesn't deference links, so it doesn't necessarily follow the links. That is, it will not count multiple instances of a hard link, so it won't deference, and it won't deference or follow symbolic links. Okay, so the latter option for deferencing, not deferencing symbolic links is dash capital P or dash dash no dash deference. It doesn't follow those. So that's the default. If you want to change that, you can pass the dash capital L or dash dash deference flag, and then DU will follow symbolic links to their original files and include those in the values. The dash lowercase L or count dash links will count multiple instances of hard link each time that instance is encountered. So by default, if it encounters a hard link, it only counts it once, for no matter how many hard links you may have in that file system that you're looking. Whereas if you pass the dash L, it'll count each one of those hard links in the total instead of ignoring it. Okay? So that's that. Now, aside from looking at just the amount of blocks that a file takes up, you can get some other information out of there, particularly different time values. For instance, you can get, if you pass it the dash dash time, it will show you the modification time of any file or in directory, in that directory or any subdirectory. So by default, dash dash time is going to show you the M time or modification time. So that can be pretty handy. Now you can change that with dash dash time equals and then a word. Now there's three words here, three values here. M time, which is the modification time. Last time the file was modified. That's the default, so you don't need to specify that. But then there's A time, which is access time. Now that's the last time a file was accessed or read. And then there's C time, which is the last time the inode was changed. Now you might say, what is the difference between access time, C time, and M time? Well, when M time changes, so does C time. Okay, that's when the inode was changed. That's when a file was changed. So C time and N time kind of go hand in hand. If the file changes, then it changes to C time. But A time is a little different. C time is based on inode, and inode holds information in a file that includes like time values and permissions, ownership, etc. So any time that you change anything in that file, modify the file, it changes C time. But also, if you change a file's permission, it alters the C time, but it doesn't alter the modification time. Okay, so be aware of that. And then access time is essentially the last time somebody looked into that file or opened that file. That's access time. So if it was modified, it's going to change the A time, it's going to change the C time. But if you're changing the permissions on there, it's only going to change the C time, not the modification time or the A time. Okay? So there's some of the differences there. So you can look at those values by passing the proper dash dash time equals word, A time or C time. M time you don't have to pass anything because it is the default. So be aware of that. Now you can change the way that the time is displayed. By default, it uses a format that is the ISO format, and that shows year, month, day, hour, minute. What I mean by that would be like a 4-digit year, 2-digit date, 2-digit day, 2-digit hour in military time, 2-digit minute. And you can change that if you really wanted to by with the dash dash time dash style equals, and then it accepts the formats that you can pass to the date command. So if you just wanted to specify the hour and the minute, or I'm sorry, the year and the and the hour. You can pass it the plus, in double quotes, percentage, capital Y, percentage, capital M, and it would show you the year and the hour. If you wanted to just show the hour and the... Did I say M? That would have showed the euro and the minute. It would be dash Y, capital Y... let me rephrase that. Percentage, capital Y, percentage, capital H is... it would be the year, four-digit year, and the two-digit month, minute. I think I have that right. Let me double-check. Yes, capital Y is four-digit year. Capital H is two-digit hour, military time. If you wanted minute, you could do capital M for minute, 00 to 59, two-digit minute. So look at the man command for the date command. It shows you all that information on how to get it. And the man du will show you how to get that in there. So, again, to recap, the disk usage command, du command, is a great way to see how much space a file or your directory is using in blocks by default on your file system. If you want to get more fine-tuned how much space a file is, how large a file is in bytes, kilobytes, megabytes, whatever, apparent dash dash apparent dash size is the key there. So just be aware of that. I thank you very much. If anything was unclear to you, head on over to the website, or if you haven't head on over to the website before listening to this, do so. Read up on the du command. Follow the links in there, which will hopefully solidify anything else that I've talked about if you're unclear on that, and to watch the video of the du command in action. Thank you very much. Thank Hacker Public Radio for all their support, and I hope to see you in a fortnight.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.